Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. This has been an interesting year for fantasy football waiver wires. For a long stretch in the early middle portion of the season, it seemed to be pretty dry. Well, that has changed in recent weeks. Running backs and wide receivers, not to mention a few capable quarterbacks like Chad Henne, seem to be readily available now. Think Bryce Brown of the Philadelphia Eagles taking over for LeSean McCoy. I've got another waiver wire pickup and much more to discuss in this edition of the Fantasy Lowdown, brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless and telecommunications provider for the Patriots. For Jacksonville running back Rashad Jennings, the matchup and the current team dynamics set up well for a productive Sunday. Jennings and the Jags travel to Buffalo, and the Bills have been consistently subpar against the run, 31st in the league in yardage allowed and last in rushing touchdowns allowed. Jennings has been no better than mediocre this year, not living up to the promising start to his career in 2009 and 2010, but with Maurice Jones-Drew still sidelined and Jalen Parmalee on IR, the job belongs to Jennings, and for Week 13, he's a fantasy football starter. Jay Cutler has returned from injury for the Chicago Bears, which helps their long-term prospects, and Cutler's squad should beat the Seahawks at home Sunday, but not because of Cutler, who had a dreadful completion percentage and no touchdown passes the last time he faced Seattle 2 years ago. Expect another shaky performance for Cutler against Seattle, which does have the third-ranked pass defense in the NFL and should win the battle at the line of scrimmage against Chicago's offensive line. I say bench Cutler. Steady production. That's been the story for Brandon Stokley this year in his return to Denver and his return to playing with Peyton Manning. Starting this week against the Buccaneers, we're going to see an uptick in that production for Stokley, who's caught 5 touchdown passes on the season. First of all, the Bucs are dreadful against the pass. And second, now that we're in December, Manning will be looking more and more to his old reliable target in Stokley. This is a great week to secure a roster spot for Stokley and start him. Well, the Patriots are in Miami on Sunday. I'll be there as well, and I'll do my best to answer your stardom or sit-em questions for fantasy on Twitter at _below. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.